As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, as policy leaders in Washington search for solutions to the severely depressed farm economy, National Farmers Union is wrapping up its efforts to expand the use of biofuels in the U.S. transportation sector, an important market for farm products. The Family Farm Organization began an initiative this week to advance federal-level policies that encourage the use of higher blends of ethanol and advanced biofuels. Roger Johnson, president of the Farm Group, says that this effort's needed in order to provide economic relief to struggling farmers in rural communities.
American family farmers and ranchers are facing a severely depressed farm economy. Net farm income has dropped 50% in the last 4 years, and the median farm income is projected to be negative this year. At the same time, rural America continues to lose people, money, and vital infrastructure and services that are important to vibrant, thriving communities. Farmers Union has long championed renewable energy production as a means to generate farm income and support jobs in rural communities. In March, delegates to our annual national convention reaffirmed our commitment to homegrown renewable fuels. Through a special order of business, they called on National Farmers Union to proactively expand use of fuels like ethanol and more advanced biofuels, specifically including E30. Increased use of these fuels can provide much-needed demand for farm products and stability to the farm economy, so we're going to pursue all available options to expand markets for them.
Walt Johnson says that while biofuel production has provided remarkable economic opportunity for family farmers in rural communities, constant attacks from the oil lobby have slowed the growth of the biofuel sector.
Congress passed the renewable fuel standard more than 10 years ago. In more recent years, the agriculture and biofuels industries have been playing defense against constant attacks to the program by the oil industry. Big Oil made it their number one priority to dismantle the RFS. They've put together massive public relations campaigns and lobbying efforts to smear renewable energy, especially ethanol, and to undermine expansion of the biofuels industry. We need to go on the offensive and support federal-level policies that encourage expanded biofuel markets. Ethanol and advanced biofuels offer tremendous benefits to farm and rural economies, consumers, the environment, and to our national energy independence. Farmers Union is intent on making these benefits known.
Walt Johnson says that while the Farmers Union initiative will be a long-term effort, his group believes it's politically feasible to get common-sense regulatory reform and legislation passed that supports increased demand and infrastructure for biofuel production.
President Trump and his administration have made it clear from day one that they intend to remove unnecessary regulations. There are few regulations as unnecessary as those placed on the transportation sector's use of biofuels. For example, there are arbitrary limits on how much ethanol can be blended with gasoline during the summer months. There's also the fictitious blend wall, a term largely made up and pursued by the oil industry, which refers to the maximum amount of biofuels that can be blended into our fuel supply. Well, that so-called blend wall was exceeded last year. We'll urge the Trump administration to remove these purposeless regulations that stunt the growth of the biofuels industry. There are also legislative opportunities to build on the success of the renewable fuel standard. Lawmakers need to cross party and geographic divides to support ethanol and advanced biofuels because the economic and environmental benefits are important to all Americans. Farmers Union has always been at the forefront of new and emerging technologies that provide value to family farmers and to their communities. We're intent on ensuring American-grown, clean-burning biofuels can succeed and prosper.
Well, for more information about National Farmers Union, you can visit nfu.org. That's nfu.org. Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, not good news for ethanol. Brazil slaps a tariff on U.S. ethanol. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And also, we're going to talk about a new Princess K of the Milky Way in Minnesota. We're going to talk about that as well. That's all coming up after we take this break. And, of course, we'll be back with more Inside Agriculture.